You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Centre. For more information, visit www.lmc.org.au.
It's important that we remember that it's Jesus' birthday. And parents, can I encourage you when you go home at lunchtime, just talk about Christmas a little bit. Talk about what it really means about Christmas. It's fun with the presents, and I think that's just a great thing to do. I really do. I'd love it, but let's make certain that we make certain our kids know that it's Jesus' birthday today. We watched a little bit of the Christmas carols, or I watched a little bit before I went to sleep last night, and I was just so disappointed that there wasn't enough talk about Jesus. And more and more and more we're noticing that happen as we become more and more commercial, as we become more and more PC. And I think even the church is becoming too PC, whereas we should be JC. So let's just make certain that we celebrate Christmas properly and worship our Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for just the fun of family. And Lord God, it is a fun of family. I thank the joy of being able to get together, the joy of having fun, the joy of seeing excitement on our children's faces. Lord, they bring us much blessing, and we know that your Son brought you much blessing. And so today, as we just quickly share around your word, Lord God, I pray that you would move by your Spirit, that you would just again challenge us afresh in what we have and who we are because of you. And so we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when Cassie and Em and Liz put up this stuff with Andy the other day, and I saw the star there, I've been wondering a little bit about Christmas, about presentation evening, about just the things that we do at Christmas time. And the story doesn't change, yet you've got to make a message that seems to be fresh and new. And so it was that star that really stood out to me. And Cass, I really thank you for doing that. It was just a wonderful thing. You've got to come up with something for next year's sermon, please, okay? Just come up before. But I preached a little bit or shared a little bit at presentation evening just about that star. And this morning I want to share just a little bit more about the star. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the Bible says, a band of wise men arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked around, where can we find and pay homage to the newborn King of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him. You know, when I started to look at the star and study the star, it doesn't surprise me, but it's amazing how our minds become imaged by what we see. And I always just thought, oh, the wise men came when Jesus was born. And, you know, we have our nativities and our prep nativity. You know, we have Mary, we have Joseph, we have the wise men come in, and they all come to see this baby in a manger. But believe it or not, that's not the truth. The truth is, it was about 2 years later that they arrived to see Jesus. Jesus was nearly 2 years old when the wise men got there. It was after Jesus was born, the Bible says, that they saw a star. And that star led them in a journey. And so 2,000 years ago, God used that star, a bright light, to lead wise men to find his Son, the Saviour-to-be. You know, I'm pleased, I'm glad that it wasn't on the actual day, because right now we need a light, we need a star to continue to shine brightly, that people would find Jesus. The world at that stage was in a dark and desperate place, with many crying out for answers. A Saviour or a Messiah to set them free from the bondage that they are under. Today, even with our modern innovations, our technology, we find that darkness is again taking over. Even for the most liberal thinkers, there are things now taking place that many would never have thought possible. I tried to sit this morning as I was just reflecting and think back over the year that's gone. And it's very hard to remember back to what happened last January. It's very hard to remember what happened throughout the year. In fact, if I asked you all to give thanks for something, it would be something that you had thought of that happened in the last week or two or three. Because our brains are so pigeonholed, the speed of the world is so pigeonholed. And when you think of even how the world has changed in the last year, it is an amazing thing. And we don't want to go there today because it's not the point of the message, but the world is changing. It is getting darker and darker. There's things that are happening quicker and quicker that are taking us away from where Christ is. And so history is repeating itself. It's time for a new star. It's time for a bright light to shine, pointing again to the Messiah. The Bible tells us that Christians are to be this star. or to be the light of the world. We, as Christians, are to be the ones shining the way for wise men, for people who are seeking to find Jesus. Light throughout the Bible has been symbolic. For instance, it was light that God created first. In the Old Testament, light is used as a symbol of goodness or uprightness or blessing. In the New Testament, light is used to point towards Jesus. Light came into the world not only through creation of a literal sun, but also through our Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son, His only begotten Son. This is why Christmas is so special. Why we should never, ever, ever do away with what we do on Christmas Day. Light came into the world to bring everyone freedom from bondage, from darkness. A brilliant light in the sky, not only announcing that light has come to the earth, but it draws wise men into a relationship with Christ. More radiant than any star these astrologers had ever seen, it was the very star that shot over Bethlehem that signaled the birth of the newborn king. This brilliant star drew these men to such a degree that they chose to journey far from their homes to pay homage and worship to that newborn king. The star they followed for 2 years is the star that pointed to that baby that held salvation for all humanity. And, you know, again, if we had time, we could stop and think about that, that held salvation for all humanity. Not just us that are sitting in this room or us in other churches that are worshipping Christ right now, but Jesus died for all mankind, that all might have life and have it to the full. The good news is for us today, just as much as that star behind is shining, the star has not left. The star has not stopped shining. The ability for this star to continue to shine is now left to us to be that light. We are to shine like the Christmas light. Never diminishing, never wavering. No matter what is going on around us, we are to shine as a beacon of light into the world. We must sparkle with the words hope, love and peace and joy. Nick spoke about that at our carol service. There are 5 ways, I think, that we can shine as light into this world today. 5 ways that I believe that God has said to us to shine like. And I wonder whether we can have some kids right now. Maybe one of the children would remember this at the end of the message. Maybe parents, get them to write it down. Talk about it over the Christmas dinner table again. The first light that we must shine, the L, stands for loving our neighbour as ourselves. Jesus gave us a statement, not as a suggestion, but as a command. He said to love your neighbour as yourself. It is a command that is ranked second to the greatest commandment of all. Next to loving the Lord your God with all your heart or your soul or your mind and strength, Jesus said in Mark 12 that the second commandment is to love your neighbour as yourself. In fact, there's 16 references throughout the Bible where Jesus talks about telling us to love our neighbour as ourselves. Alan Meyer recently preached a great message on the Good Samaritan, one of Jesus' parables about demonstrating how we are to love our neighbours as ourselves. We are a shining light in darkness. When we're showing love, when we're showing mercy to our neighbours, we are shining the light of Christ. I was thinking about that again as I was meditating on this message. When I grew up in my neighbourhood, we could tell you, and I could still tell you the names of all the people in my street. And it was a long street. I could go up one side and down the other and tell you the names. Because we played with each other, we knew each other, we talked to each other. The families got together. Now, some of that was because there was a party phone line and everybody knew everybody's business because of the lady up there who was a gossip and she just listened on the party line. But you wouldn't know what a party line is now, I can tell you. I can see that. But unfortunately, we live in a world today where often we don't know our neighbours. If I asked for a show of hands, who knows the neighbours around? I wonder how many I'd get. Who knows the neighbours next to them, behind them and opposite them? Everyone. Just who doesn't know would be easier. Hands up. Yeah, lots of us. You know, it's interesting that My neighbour over the road, when we first moved into our house 15 years ago, they didn't really want to come to know us. There were some people around us that had told us that we were Jesus freaks and they didn't want us to distract them, destroy their neighbourhood. The signs on my gate probably didn't help much, but but anyhow, our neighbour over the road the other day got robbed. He'd gone out one Sunday, or last Sunday it was. He went out between 3 and 6, came home and I think that might be all right. Came home and he'd been robbed. And I went over and saw him on the Monday and he was incredibly distressed. In fact, he was sitting in this chair, still shaking, literally shaking. He's a big man, a tall man. And he was telling me just how afraid he was to go out, just in case he got robbed again. He was petrified. Since then, he's put alarms in his house. He's put more lights on. He's got bars ordered for his windows. And as I was speaking to him on Friday, he was sharing just how fearful he was. And so I just shared with him the story of the Passover lamb and just how we can pray for God's covering. And he said, "Would you pray for me? Would you pray for my house so that I can feel safe going out?" Now, I think he knows God. I'm not certain that he's a Christian. But as I prayed for him, he started to sob. And then I prayed just personally for him to have the peace of God in his heart, and he literally just howled. There's a little bit of shining light into our neighbours. You know, sometimes we hold back because we're afraid of what they're going to say or what they're going to do. But when we show love, when we show mercy, when we show kindness, it's amazing how it breaks down the barriers and the walls. The I is for imitating Christ. Imitate means to duplicate, it means to follow. In short, whatever we do, or whatever Jesus did, we must imitate, we must duplicate, we must follow his example. If those that look at us can't see Christ's light shining through us, they're never going to find him. Without Christ, there is no salvation. Without salvation, there is no eternal life. Ephesians says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice for God." So the L is for loving our neighbours as ourselves. The I is for imitating Christ. The G is for getting to know others. In order to have friends, we must first show ourselves to be friendly. I don't think it's surprising to see the rise in social media and the way we just do things now. Everything's done by texting. In fact, you text, you don't ring. You text if you want to see if somebody's home. You don't go and see if they're home. Facebook has friends. There's people that brag about how many friends they have on Facebook. But are they really friends? The Bible says, "He who says he has many friends is not a friend indeed." Jesus had 5,000. He had 3,000, he had the 120, he had the 70, he had the 12, he had the 3. But the Bible says he had one. One who stuck by him. One who was closer than any other. We need to have friends. We need to get to know friends. We need to get to know people around us. No good just ticking a like on a Facebook page and saying that you're somebody's friend. Disturbing trend, I think, is just the self-centeredness of today's society. It's the worship of me, myself and I. It's all about us. It's not about others. It's not about how they feel. We shine God's light by getting to know the needs of those around us, by showing interest in their lives, by taking self off the throne. So we have L, love one another. We have I, imitate. We have G, getting to know others. The H is for hospitality. In biblical times, hospitality was not merely a gracious act, but it was a necessity. Strangers were treated as guests. The homeowner was expected not only to house them, but also to feed and protect them. Hospitality is known in biblical times as a love of strangers. This time of the year, there are a lot of people that are lonely, a lot of people that are sad, a lot of people that don't have family. It's time for us to start to show hospitality. It's time for us to start to receive others into our house. Rather than saying we're too busy, or rather than saying my house is dirty, or rather than saying, look, I haven't got any food in the cupboard. Just showing love. would be a great thing. 1 Peter 4 says, cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. Hebrews 13 says, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. By showing hospitality, we're practicing and showing an act of gratefulness for what God has done for us. And the last one, the T, is for telling others about Jesus. You know, I can't imagine what my life would be like now without the Masons, without the Chapmans, without the Petries. And I could run through the list of youth leaders, children's workers, those that were there for me when I was growing up. Of course I had great parents, great family, great church, but there's always people that God puts in our way that have an impact, that are a listening ear, that are people that we can just recognise had a part to play. 1 Peter says, if you're asked about your Christian hope, always be ready to explain it. If we acknowledge God on earth, he will acknowledge us in heaven. Again, too often we are too PC. We're afraid of getting into trouble because we're talking or sharing about our faith. It is our life. It is who we are. And people know that if we're shining Christ's light. And as we're shining Christ's light, they will ask us questions. They will ask us to pray. Peter over the road asked me to pray. I didn't have to offer. He asked me to pray because he had a need, because he knew we cared, because we're showing him hospitality, because he sees our family. He sees the light of Christ shining opposite him. He sees the difference in our household to his household and his family. This Christmas, as we think about the star that led the wise men, as we look at all the pretty lights in all the houses, even on our own property, let's remember that we are called to be the light in this dark world that we now live in. Let's love our neighbours as ourselves. Let's imitate Christ. Let's get to know others. Let's practice hospitality. Let's tell those that we come in contact with this year about Jesus. Let's follow the light of the Bethlehem star so closely that its radiance will reflect off us and shine as a beacon of light so that others will follow it as well. That they will come to know the Saviour, the newborn King that we celebrate his birth of today. Let's stand together. Matt, if we could... Sorry, Matt, are you right? If we could sing again. I'd love to sing O Come Let Us Adore Him again, if we could, thanks. Let's just worship our God as we close. Again, thanks for coming out. Look at that, 11 o'clock. Whoever's been clock watching, whoever said it's an hour, it'll only be an hour. 11 o'clock, just remember that. Okay, let's worship God. Father, we just thank you for today. And Father, I thank you for family. And I pray as we come together that for those that might have pain, for those that might, Lord God, be stressed over this time, that there would be an aspect of peace just fall upon them right now. Lord God, we just give you thanks for just the joy of, again, of family, the joy of seeing the kids celebrate. And Lord, just even the practice of coming into church to worship you this day. Lord, have your way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.